With a taste of fall in the air and the gales of November coming early, it's football on the shores of Michigan's East Coast. It's the Harbor Beach Pirates in their home port taking on the Cass City Redhawks. Good evening and welcome to another broadcast presented by WLEW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ransom, for tonight's broadcast, and alongside me, as always, is a true professional. Even has a license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hanson to the broadcast.
Thanks, Clark. Happy to be here. It feels good to be home, so to speak, in this atmosphere right now.
We are now on the brink of the final tune-up before divisional play begins across the conference next week. Harbor Beach and Cass City both are entering tonight's game with a lot of offensive power and perfect 2-0 records apiece. But as far as true tests are concerned, tonight will provide more answers.
They will provide a lot of answers, and especially on behalf of the visiting team, Cass City, Harbor Beach. We'll talk about this later. Really handled Vassar last week. Cass City, this is their biggest test probably they'll have all year. Looking forward to seeing what happens here.
Last week on WLEW Sports, Dave and I had the pleasure of covering a classic cross-GTC rivalry game as the Ubley Bearcats headed west to take on the USA Patriots. Historically, a very close and tight rivalry dating back to 1972, but last Friday was all about that base. No trouble for the Ubley Bearcats.
That's for sure. Ubley totaled 271 yards on offense, all of it on the ground again this week. Averaged 5.4 yards per play. Derek Brown leading the way with 17 carries, had 110 yards. Dominic Rosenthal, 12 carries of his own for 56 yards, scored twice. And Roman Welton, 14 carries, 58 yards, scored twice, had 3 2-point conversions on the ground. USA limited to just 100 yards of total offense, 69 on the ground, 31 through the air on just 2 of 7 passing.
It was 16-0 Ubley advantage at halftime. They tacked on 14 more points in the second half in a lightning-laden evening throughout the thumb of Michigan. Final score, Ubley 30, USA 0. Mr. Hanson, what does USA need to do to cross the Delaware without taking on any more water?
Well, if they're taking on water this fast, Clark, they need to fasten them holes and start paddling a little faster. But in all seriousness, they can't be making the simple mistakes. No more penalties. And the big thing for me, the offensive line needs to stand their ground and start pushing things ahead to open up the running game and give that offense some time to do something.
Now we shift our eyes on to week number 3 of the MHSA regular season. After tonight, we are 1/3 of the way to the road to Ford Field. Coming up on your WLW Sports pregame show, we will take a gander around the region, take an in-depth look at Cass City and Harbor Beach, our media roundtable, that and a whole lot more on WLW Sports, your home for high school football.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram! Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular!
In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need, because when this happens, or this, or even this, I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life, and let me help. That's right, yours truly. Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
It's Chevy Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring. Drive to the shore and save more on a new 2014 or 2015 Chevy truck.
This is Jay Maynard. Just here to let you know we have another great lease on a 2014 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 LT. It's got leather, straight-in bed liner, 20-inch wheels, all-terrain tires, auto temperature, dual zone air, heated seats, trailer brake, custom sport package, power seat, rear camera, Bose system. $439 a month for everyone. one, $397 per month for GM employees and family members. Come see me, Jay Maynard, and let's make a deal.
Find your new truck and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
It's time to ride, Michigan. Ball Equipment and Polaris are proud to announce the 2014 Factory Authorized Clearance Event going on now. All remaining 2014 models are priced to move with rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. That's every Polaris Sportsman ATV, every Polaris Ranger utility vehicle, and every Polaris Razor side-by-side. Work, play, or both, right now is the best time of the year to add a new toy to your garage. The current programs are awesome, but we know that a great price is only the start. 2014 marks Ball Equipment's 70th year as a family-owned business. A lot of things have changed during that time, but our passion for service remains the same. So stop in or call either of our dealerships in Richmond or Sandusky, Michigan today. Ball Equipment, Eastern Michigan's outdoor power equipment superstore since 1944.
Offer valid in U.S., subject to credit approval. Invalid on new 2008-2014 models. Good through September 30th, 2014. See Ball Equipment for details. ATV and RVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for ages 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and make sure to take a training course. Polaris ATVs and RVs are not intended for on-road use.
Listen to WLNW Sports in more ways than ever before. Tune in to Sports Talk 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Or listen live worldwide at WLEWSports.com. You have successfully tuned into the WLNW Sports Game of the Week. Cass City on the road at Harbor Beach on 102.1 FM or worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Don't forget to look us up on Twitter at WLEW Sports. That's at WLEW Sports for in-game updates, live stats, and even photos from the game. It's all on Twitter. Simply follow at WLEW Sports. That's all one word, at WLEW Sports. Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen here with your call tonight, our second week in the booth for the season. We hope, and for your safety, that we kicked all the rust off the old Chevrolet this last week. And we'll have smooth sailings for the broadcast tonight, regardless if the gales in November are trying to come out early.
Yeah, they certainly are, but it is perfect football weather, a nice crisp evening, when we'll do our best to avoid all McDonald's Big Mac jokes this week.
I'm still angry at that. I tried this pun, basically saying it's such a long distance to the first down marker from USA. Mm-hmm. You could stop at McDonald's, get a Big Mac, continue on, then you would get to the first down marker.
Explained it to me on the ride home, it made sense, but at the time, it didn't come out that way.
It came out completely wrong on air, but here we are in week number two. But find his way back to the Thumb for a second season with WLW Sports is our Director of Sports Information, tallying every possible stat on both sides of the ball simultaneously for us, as well as supplying all the game stats to the Huron Daily Tribune. It's my pleasure. Welcome back to the booth, Doug Cole.
Thanks, Clark. It's great to be back. I had a lot of fun with you guys last year. I'm looking forward to the new season. I'm really excited.
It should be a great run indeed, regardless of the outcome. One item to bring to your attention outside of our Football Friday coverage is our new weekly sports talk show, The Strong Side. It debuted this past Sunday with yours truly and Dave Hansen. Despite some hiccups on my part, it has not yet been canceled. But in all seriousness, every week until the football season has concluded, Dave Hansen and I will be sitting down on Sundays at 7 p.m. to recap the previous week of football and talk with area coaches. It's on Sports Radio 102.1 on Sundays at 7 p.m., a one-hour show. And, of course, you can listen worldwide at WLEWSports.com.
Yeah, I promise to be on time as well, Clark, so don't take all the blame there. But it was. The first show was a lot of fun, and we had a great setup in downtown Harbor Beach there. And you know what? If you like some good football talk or you just need a good laugh, tune in on Sunday at 7 o'clock.
That, again, is The Strong Side, ours on Sports Talk Radio 102.1, Sundays at 7 p.m. with Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen, as well as interviews with local area coaches. It's time for another break on the WLW Sports Network. Upon our return, we'll be joined by the sports editor of the Huron Daily Tribune. Your home for high school football is the WLW Sports Network.